Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
How is the sphincter?
Put moron number two on the phone.
It actually did tighten up.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Yes, it's hump day here at the Rush Hour, and that, of course, means Bill's world famous hump day quiz will come up this afternoon. Of course, we're also going to chat to retired AFL star and now part of the Triple M family, Tommy Rockliffe.
Yes.
Who just had a baby and named it after you, Bill. We'll get all the goss there from Tommy Rockliffe. And, of course,
Beans Rockliffe.
We have your joke later on. But the star of the show, of course, is Anthony William Brownless. Good afternoon to you, Bill.
Very nice show. Thank you. Lovely to see you. And how good a day have we had today,
Beautiful day, my friend. Wasn't it lovely?
Oh, out there.
Craving a beer on a day like today.
It's got to work. But wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one and have a frothy? Hello, Rabs.
The drive. You gotta learn the basics, baby. And I will teach your brat properly from the start. Thank someone when they let you in. It can't be that f***ing hard. Get out of the right-hand lane when you're not overtaking. Learn how to drive right now, baby, right now. Not like a selfish ass, 10k's lower than the speed limit.
Oh. Wait for the end.
Parallel parking right now. And how to dodge speed cameras on obviously parked SUVs. Like.
Another one of those famous jingles you did.
Funky Cat was
not
better.
As good as Funky Cat.
No, not as good.
Funky Cat was
bloody hard singing all that.
That was not bad.
Words.
Yeah.
Who wrote the scripts for those?
Jim wrote them.
Oh, he's a music man.
He's talented.
He is talented.
We know he's the music man. We saw him on Instagram over the weekend, didn't we?
He's entitled, and yeah, he took that down, that one. We'll have to ask him about that, old Jimmy boy. But good on you. Now, day three of the trade period, Joey. What's happening, my friend?
It's still been a bit of a slow start. There's still a lot of haggling going on and negotiation between clubs for who they're going to get and posturing. But there has been a deal that has been done. Jeremy Finlayson, who's a highly talented player for the Giants.
Yeah.
He didn't play towards the back end of the season. He was out of the hub because his wife gave birth, and they're from South Australia, so they're going to move home. He's gone to Port Adelaide. That deal is being done for a future third-round pick. So effectively, Port get him for nothing. How he fits into their best team is still a work in progress, but yeah.
Where does he fit up forward there when they've got Marshall,
and Georgiadis
and Dixon. Wow.
And it looks like, obviously, Laddams is going to leave. So maybe he's a backup tool. Could potentially play as a defender. Maybe. Yeah. He's got some talent.
Also, what did we hear? Luke Dunstan maybe to Melbourne.
Yeah, which I've been a big supporter of Luke Dunstan. I think he's got a lot to offer as an inside mid for a club that's in that premiership window.
Yep.
He's clearly not in Melbourne's best 22. But if they get a couple of injuries to mids, you know you've got a ready-made player, especially if you're at the top of the ladder competing for another flag. That might happen. I think that's
a good get.
And it's speaking of clubs at the top of the ladder, this is another big one for the Western Bulldogs. Tim O'Brien, a free agent, 27 years of age, tried mainly as a forward, has shown as a defender that I think he is almost an elite intercept defender.
Wow.
He's going to go to the Western Bulldogs.
Elite?
Yep. Like a very, very good intercept defender.
That's elite.
That's elite. Well, I sort of dropped him down one.
Yeah, already.
I backtracked from elite to very, very good. But a lot of failed forwards make it as really good defenders. So Tim O'Brien, I really like that one for the Western Bulldogs. And a bit of talk about little Tyson Stengel going to your former club, the Cats.
Yes.
Second chance.
Eddie Betts has gone to the Cats in
an off-field capacity, it seems like.
And they're very close. So the Cats do need one of those small forwards, I reckon. Won't hurt to have another one there.
And it's a free hit. Again, he might be picked up as a delisted free agent. He's highly talented, had some off-field troubles, but a culture in a club like Geelong, you would think, would be good for Tyson Stengel. Bill, and just reading about the Cats, I've seen that they've confirmed new deals for Reece Stanley, Gary Rowan, Brad Close, Zach Guthrie, and Francis Evans. So that's great, but it leaves Charlie Constable and Oscar Brownless is the only two cats without
come
a deal.
Come on, Oscar. Get a deal, will you?
Oscar.
Oh, come on, mate. Fair enough.
He had a good year in the VFL.
Yeah, and his old man probably played about 80 games by now and kicked some goals after the siren or whatever. He did. He was
maybe the
up.
Poor kid just hasn't been
come out of his shadow.
The pressure of being Billy Brownless's son's been too much for him.
And trying to get into that midfield at Geelong.
That makes it pretty hard,
yeah,
too.
It does. What else we got here? Oh, Sam Doherty. Now, this is it's not a great story, but he's put out a photo of himself on Instagram. And he's going well with chemo.
Of course, for those that don't know, Carlton Sam Doherty revealed that he's feeling great and has powered through the first half of chemo treatment following the reoccurrence of his testicular cancer in August. So we're wishing him well, but he's been out publicly and said he's been left speechless, Bill, because the Blues, his teammates, led by Paddy Cripps, have set up a bit of a campaign to shave their heads tomorrow in support of the Peter Mack Foundation. So they're looking to raise about $5,000. Cripps and a few other Carlton players are going to shave their heads, and they're trying to drum up a bit of support. So if you go to the petermack.org, you can there try and donate some money. So good luck to Sam Doherty in his fight against testicular cancer.
Footy clubs are great like
they
this.
They are really good.
They get around each other. And
absolutely.
And we'll help out here too. We might do something tomorrow, Joey.
Are we?
Yeah, get our heads shaved.
Oh.
Yes, Joe. You haven't heard about that yet?
No, I haven't.
Your mop of beautiful black hair would grow straight away.
It does. It grows back pretty quickly, so I'm open to that.
Your eyebrows need a clip, too.
Look at them. What are you going to shave?
I'll just shave my head. I'll do it, too.
What part of your head are you going to shave?
I'm happy to do that for Sammy, boy.
What's happening with the Ashes, Bill?
Well, back on. They've had a 11th-hour meeting, and it's back on. I think it was always on. There was just worries about playing over in Perth, which they probably won't play. They might have to shuffle around the venues, but it'll be on, and Joe Root has said he is committed, and as long as Joe Root's there, because they need him, he's about their only batsman. Their top three are worse than our top three at the minute. So Joe comes, they all come. There's a couple of blokes that can't make it.
Ben Stokes won't come out.
Yeah, he's just having a break.
Yep, drop for Archer.
Elbow.
And they've said Josh Butler probably won't make the trip. So they were being a little bit, they worried about the quarantine conditions, but Cricket Australia have made sure that they'll have some favourable quarantine conditions. Yeah. On the Gold Coast, they'll quarantine. Ooh.
And here too, the Yarra Valley, apparently. They can just go down there to a winery.
Oh, that's nice.
With the girl. Well, the girls can and things like that. So they'll look after them. But it's a very important series for Australia.
It's worth about $200 million.
That's what I'm saying. It's a very important series for Australia.
Yeah. Hey, do you follow the basketball at all?
No,
the
I don't. But I do love the Sons of Guns and Josh Giddey, who was picked up number 5, I think
pick
it was.
Pick 6 for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oklahoma. Yep. And he played really well. I had a look at him last night. He can play. He's a big left-hander, and he's a good player.
Only 18 years of age, the youngest kid in the draft, but he, in a preseason game, effectively scored 18 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists in just under 30
18
minutes.
18 points.
So that's they are very impressed with him, the American commentators. They're like, wow, that boy from down under. He's a wizard.
He's got them all going giddy over there. Now, I'll tell you who is good. Shut up, Rip. Our man, Jock Landale, who's also, he had a run too with the Spurs, didn't he?
Yep. He's been living in Paddy Mills' old house, I think, over in San Antonio.
But he's our rush hour boy, isn't he? We had him on here last year, and he's a star. So good luck to Jocky boy.
This year. Several times.
Oh, that's right. The footy. See, the grand final's over, and I think it's a new year. Well, it might be. It's like the financial year.
Yeah.
So it's like the footy year.
Right.
So this is a new year, to be honest, since September 25. It's a new year.
This is not logical at all.
No, it's not. But that'll do us, Raps. Because who we got? We got old Puddin' Guts?
We do have Tom Rockliffe. He's going to join us on the Rush Hour next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So then he yelled at the bird yelled back with infinities.
Profanities. Write that down, please.
Joey and Billy, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are joined by our all-time favourite, Tommy Rockliffe.
Our next guest has always been one of our favourites on the field.
Rockliffe, he walks in, quarter kick 3 on the trot. Rocky gives it to him.
Now he's retired, he's going full-time on giving it to Billy instead.
I tell you what, I did also make the All-Australian side.
They must have been given the All-Australians away in Smith's chips packets in 1991, where they did.
Please welcome Tom Rockliffe.
Yes, an All-Australian himself, of course. Two-time Best and Fairest winner and now part of the Triple M family, but retired. First of all, congratulations on your career, Tommy. You should be proud, but welcome to the other side of the fence, mate. Retirement life, I tell you what, it's different when that little man is off the shoulder. You can eat and drink whatever you want and train whenever you like. How are you feeling so far in retirement?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joey. Bill, Rabs. Yeah, Rock. I have to apologise, Joey, because I have clipped you a couple of times on the way through on this show, and yeah, it doesn't take long, does it?
I
have not exercised once since I retired, and I reckon I've put on about 7 or 8. Yeah. So
yes, just on that, boys.
To look like brownless who? With hair.
Hey, all right, let's go now. What did you play at, Joey? What did you play at?
I played at 78 kilos.
78. What did you play at, Rock?
85.
Now, currently, what are you, Joey?
I hit almost 90, but I got back down to 86. So I'm at 8 kilos.
No, I'm putting you 90 because you had the juice diet.
Yeah.
So you're 90. What about you, Put?
I stepped on this morning because I knew you'd ask. 93.
93. Yeah. You'll hit the 100, you'll put the bat in the air, be one of the great hundreds ever seen.
Oh, dear.
It couldn't be any lower than you burping in the microphone again, though, Bill.
Well,
that pop up last week.
That was off air, by the way, Rock. Now, how's your Hugh Billy Rockcliffe, of course, your little boy, and what is the inspiration behind the name?
Well, Hugh's obviously a name that we like, and we just thought we'd come up with Billy because it's sort of a tribute since you've been phased out of all the media as life goes on for you. We thought we'd better remember you somehow, so we named him Billy, his middle name.
Is he chubby?
No, he's actually a bit skinny, so he hasn't taken after his father, so I don't know where he got that from. And he needs to fill out, so he needs to get on the boobs, that's for sure.
Yeah, good. Breast milk till they're about 4 or 5, I reckon. Hey, and you've
what
been...
Happened? You've what been, happened, Bill?
What?
You got sacked from the footy show. Damo's funnier than you.
No, well, no, he's not. And
did you catch the breaking news today, the trade news?
What is it?
Brownless out, Rockcliffe in for the rush hour. JB and the Rock.
JB and the Rock. Well, how did you go? Because I heard you did some calling for Triple M in the Sandful Grand Final. Did you stuff anything up like Greg Blewett on the, what were you, on the boundary, or were you doing specials?
I was doing specials, what you got sacked from last year. So I sat in the box and just nailed it. And yeah, you're not wrong, but it's a bit cheap you having a shot at Greg Blewett when you won Nuffy of the Year.
Well, that was, I didn't think I'd win that, by the way. And Bernie should have, because the way he's carried on. Don't tell me he was the Cup's ambassador for the Sandful Grand Final.
What an absolute disgrace Bernie Vince is at the moment. He is the biggest Harry hanger-oner going around in AFL footy. He jumped on his local club,
yep.
But he got them to a flag. He jumped on Melbourne, got in the circle and sung the song. Yes. That's embarrassing. And now he's claiming the Eagles as his team. He played 20 games for him. He's carrying the cup out. What an absolute shocking human being. And I'll tell you one thing, Bill.
Yep.
There's a factor that just keeps arising its head here. Every time Bernie Vince leaves a club, the culture gets better and they start to win.
Well, that happened at Melbourne. Would have happened at Woodville, the Peckers. So you might be onto something there, Rock. You're going all
right. That's right. Now, Bill, there is actually AFL news, a little bit of trade news. You've seen that Will Power's been traded? Do you know who he is yet?
Yeah, the Gold Coast. Gold Coast superstar, by the way. Runner-up in the Best and Fairest. He's a very good player. Kicked that beautiful banana goal during the year. Shit, he's a good player.
Where'd you see that highlight? Did someone send you the highlight, Bill?
Will sent it to me.
You've learned a little bit about Will Power. Have you learned anything about the independence of the Auditor General?
No, still, I couldn't give a stuff about that pudding guts. Now, shut up. We're interviewing you anyway.
Oh, Bill, I've got a cat. I heard that ad on Funky Cat yesterday. A little cat. You got any product you can send me?
Yeah, I've got the carpet on top, whatever that is. Now, what about Port Adelaide? Have you had a chat about that, how they finished? That was a terrible way to finish. And how's old mate Ken?
Since they lost, I haven't been back in. I actually went in yesterday to clean my locker and take my boots out. Yeah, we were pretty flat how it finished. I mean, the game was over about 5 or 6 minutes in, which is very disappointing. We thought we were up for it, and clearly they jumped us, and we couldn't throw a punch back. And every time we did, they seemed to have an answer. We got on a little bit of a run in that third quarter, but yeah, a bitterly disappointing end to the season for Port. And you just got to look to improve and been there 2 years in a row, so we know we're good enough. We just got to tinker with a couple of things to make sure that we climb that ladder again and get back up there.
Bit of footy news that broke today, Rocky. Jeremy Finlayson, it's been announced, has gone to the Power for next season. How do you see him fitting into the side?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how their trade period finishes up and what position and role he'll play. I imagine he'll drift into that forward line, another goal-kicking option. So you can never have too many tools on your list, you know, that you go through injuries and different challenges at times. So he's an added benefit and another strength to Port Adelaide's bow.
He won't take your spot where you played two games this year and both as medical sub.
Maybe, Will. Maybe the medical sub's got to go, doesn't it,
Bill? You would have been stuffed this year then.
Now, fat. I know you've been struggling with your jokes and you've had to get the Carlton draft on board and the listeners to send in their jokes. My young fella told me one, if you want to use it later.
Right, what has Jack told you?
He came home from kindy and said, what kind of bees produce milk?
What?
Boobies.
Not bad.
It's clever.
Boobies.
Boobies. Not bad for a little four-year-old.
Yeah, it's a wonder he can say that.
He was on it till the last month until his brother came along, so we had to wean him off it.
And then his old man was... what else can you tell us, Thomas? What's happening over in Adelaide, mate? All good?
Yeah, it's all good. You did a little Zoom in with Glenelg, apparently, on the weekend. They've had a good record in grand finals. I think they've won 5 and lost 14 or something now, or lost 9 as favourites. You know a fair bit about choking in big finals, don't you?
Well, I played in 4 grand finals, mate.
And how many did you win?
Didn't win many, actually. You know what Glenelg is? What do you call that when it's spelt the same way forward as back? Let's see how smart you are. Tom?
I don't worry too much about that because there's too many links to the Corns family besides Chad. I don't venture down there too often.
Right.
What's it called?
Palindrome.
A palindrome.
Yeah.
What's that country called again overseas?
Mozambique. Anyway, we're out of time. F*** off, right? Hang up before he comes back with any other shit. Hang the bastard up.
I'm not hanging him up.
We love The Rock.
All right, Thomas, great to hear from you again.
Good on you, Fat.
Joey and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Bill's Hump Day quiz is not too far away.
He doesn't stop talking.
No, shut up.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Here we go. Don't miss your chance to see Europe's best football teams battle it out. Even battle it out.
Lee Montagna, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush.
Turn it off. Hey.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Yes, Wednesday, October 6th, Hump Day, and the Hump Day Quiz. We've got some very good guests. Joey, you're going to be our judge and also present the prizes.
I am indeed. Some good prizes, a $50 grilled voucher, and of course, some TP5 golf balls, tailor-made. Beautiful. That's very nice prizes, Bill.
All right, let's go out to Bayswater, where there's no water, and talk to Andrew. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, Bill. How you going?
Oh, well, what are you doing on this fine day?
Just heading back to work after picking some material up for the boys.
Oh, good work. And you're barrack for the Saints.
Come on, the Saints. 22 is our year. Come on.
Oh, you've been saying that for a while. Who's been the greatest Saint ever in your eyes?
I have to say Joey because he's there tonight.
Oh, Andrew. There's one. He's already got one right.
Yeah. And we go to Avondale Heights, which is, Joey, where?
Out west.
Yeah, just past Avondale.
Yeah.
And talk to Tony. G'day, Tone.
G'day, Bill. How are you, mate?
Good.
G'day, Tony.
Big Tone. What are you doing, Big Tone?
Just enjoying the day, mate, relaxing.
What, just nothing?
Nothing, absolutely nothing, mate.
How good would that be? And you're barrack for the Bombers. Oh, they're going all right. There's a big light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, there is, mate. Building up, mate. Next year we should be good.
For sure.
Who's the kid they haven't played yet?
Zach Reid at fullback?
Yes.
Top 8 next year for the Bombers.
Top 8?
Yeah, I agree, mate. Hopefully you're right, Joe.
Yep.
All right, Tone, settle down. Here we go. 5 questions. Tone, you jump in with Tone, and Andrew, you jump in with Drewy. All right?
Righto.
Roger.
No, not Roger. Tony. Number 1. Who has played more AFL games? Joel Selwood or Scott Pendlebury?
Drewy.
Tony.
Yeah, that was Drewy. Andrew.
I'm going with Selwood.
What about you, Tone?
It'll have to be Pendles.
No! It's a trick question. They've both played 334 games, if you can believe that.
Poor Tony thought he had that one.
He did too, old Tony. Sitting back doing nothing, thought he had his... Righto. Oh, number two, an audio question. Who delivered this emotional speech at his best and fairest?
Yeah, and I just have the support from the club. Drewy. Plays.
Drewy.
Andrew, again, have a crack, mate. Who was that?
Cunnington.
Yes, it was Benny Cunnington indeed. Well done. Andrew, one to you.
Ben Cunnington. Righto. Number three now. In what state or territory would you find the big pineapple?
Drewy. Tony.
That was Tony.
Queensland, mate.
Yes. Right on, Tony.
Oh, yes, the big pineapple. What else is there? The big crayfish.
Yep.
The big koala.
Big banana.
The bananas.
All right.
Where's the big koala?
That's a terrible thing.
Paul's gap.
What?
Jeez, he went camping down.
It's nearly fallen down. Oh. The koalas have been shagging in there. Righto, number four. Which rugby league commentator is known as Rabsy now? We'll play some. Hang on, just play one.
We've gone off half-cock.
He's gone off half-cock, Drew.
Warren.
Rabsy Warren. That's right. You know his first name?
Warren.
Ray.
Yes, very well good. Ray well Warren. Done. Well done, Drewy.
You sure?
There he is. Come on, Tone, you need to get this one to equal it up, if you know what I mean, Joe. Who are the Google boxers or Google boxers? I still don't know what
Goggle.
It is. Goggle boxers talking about with this.
Joe, donga.
Why do they blur it? That is so unfair.
They're watching a show and they wanted to see someone's donga. We spoke to him yesterday.
Love Island. Oh, Drewy.
Yeah, Drewy.
Drewy.
I don't know. Love Island.
No. We spoke to him yesterday, Tony. Played tennis, nicknamed Scud.
Oh, yeah. Mark Philippoussis.
Yeah.
Oh, well done,
two
Tony.
All. Well done, Tone.
How'd you guess that?
Now I've got to find another one. Right.
Come on, Drewy. It's two all here.
Who is the New South Wales Premier?
Drewy.
Yeah. Come on, Drewy.
Porte.
Unless you can say it better, Tony.
Yeah. Go on, have another crack at it.
No, I don't know. Ben something or something.
Tony, you start it. Drewy, have another crack at it. You're sort of around the mark. Who is the New South Wales, the new New South Wales Premier?
Perrette, I don't know.
Yeah, it was right. Dom Perrottet.
Perrottet, 39, got six kids.
Nah, well done, Drewy.
Six kids.
Good on you, Joey.
Drew, hey, what would you like? I think, Rabsy, are you going to go with the prize or do you want me to ask Drew?
No, I've got it. Yeah, you go, Joe.
Well, you've got the $50 grilled voucher that you can pocket or the tailor-made TP5 golf balls.
A dozen of them.
A dozen of them.
Wow.
I will go with the golf balls.
Yeah, nice one,
Joey. And I reckon Big Tone will like the grilled voucher, won't you, Tone?
Yeah, mate, good for a feed.
I'm on the man shake, that's why I said no.
Oh, you're on the man shake. How's that working for you?
Not too good, but we'll be right.
Oh, righto. And Tone, what are you on?
No man shake here. I'm on the booze, mate.
Good on you, Tone. Good boy.
On you, boys.
See you, mate. Oh, good.
Wash it down with a burger.
Exactly. That went well. Good contestants.
Tell you what, he wash it down with what? Carlton Draft.
Oh. I'm going to have one tonight when I get home.
They're sponsoring the show and they're sponsoring your joke, which is coming up very soon on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Lee Montagna, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and it's all thanks to Carlton Draft. Ooh, yes, please. Ooh. On tomorrow's show, The Block's Scotty Cam, your mate.
Scotty, we own a horse together.
Oh, hello.
It's going to be big this spring.
What's it called? The Block?
No. Not telling.
Oh,
no. We'll chat about it tomorrow.
The one that's...
That's another one.
Ooh,
got its knackers cut off.
Mm.
Oh, does
this other one's
Aaron good. Know about all these horses?
No, Bill. Shane knows about one.
Carlton Draft sponsored the show, but they also sponsor your joke bill, which people can enter at triplem.com.au.
I'm worried about the Carlton Draft brand sponsoring Bill's joke.
No, they have.
I reckon you're doing damage to their brands.
If I drink more, the better I speak.
Oh, no. That's true.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got two jokes today. I tell them and you say...
yay or nay?
I can win a slap.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Enter the Carlton Draft Caulfield Cup suite to win up to 10K. Over 18s only.
And whoever gets a yay, they win a slap.
Or a nay means they get nothing.
That's right.
TripleM.com.au to enter your jokes.
He's not right,
you over told me to put some effort into
right
it.
Righto, here we go. This one's from Adam, Joe. Right, okay. You ready? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Owen.
Owen who?
Owen the Saints go marching in. Owen the Saints go marching in.
I've never heard that one before.
Haven't you?
Come on.
Oh, sorry. Well, that's from Ads.
Okay, Adam. Yeah.
Oh, thanks giving it. No.
And then this one from Chris. Did you know the French fries, the first French fries, weren't actually cooked in France? They were cooked in Greece.
Yeah, I get,
you get
it.
That?
Greece.
The first French fries were cooked not in France, but in Greece.
Greece.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not bad. Hey.
Yay. I like that one.
Oh, so Chris gets a...
he gets the slab.
And?
He gets a yay and the knock-knock marching in one. That's a nay.
The nay.
I've heard that one a thousand times.
Yeah, righto. Well done, Chris. You win the slab. And guess what, Adam? For having a crack, you win a slab. I'm overriding you. Oh. So two slabs.
So why am I yay and naying if you're just giving both a slab?
We like hearing you say that stupid yay or nay.
Oh, two shows to go, Rach.
I am the king of Geelong.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50K cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.